It's Jake on Stories We're Following for you on Robinhood Radio. Well, on Friday, we learned once again notification about some more positive cases for coronavirus in Region 1 in Salisbury. A Salisbury Central School middle school student and family member tested positive. The affected individuals are related to the staff member who was included on the March 5th report. The middle school student has not been in school since February 26th. The other family member has not been in the building and has no contact. All family members remain at home in quarantine. At Housatonic Valley Regional High School, a family member of the Housatonic Valley Regional High School student has tested positive for coronavirus. The affected person has never been in the school building and has had no contact with any staff or students other than the family member who live in the home. All family members will remain at home in quarantine by CDC preferred guidelines. There's been no close contact in the school, so there's no need to close classrooms. Columbia County has two COVID cases in residents who were vaccinated against the virus. According to the Columbia County Department of Health, they confirmed that last week. Quoting, "We now officially have two people," end quote, Department of Health Director Jack Mabb said. "It's something that they've been talking about on a national level. Not surprising, but we do have two people who have both doses of the vaccine and have now tested positive for that virus." In Great Barrington, the town's chief of police on Saturday announced a partnership between the Department of Local Family Resource Center, another great resource that officers can utilize when interacting with community members, another opportunity for the department to connect with residents to programs that are currently in place. That from current police chief Paul Storty in a statement. The Great Barrington Family Resource Center, operated by nonprofit Clinical and Support Options, is helmed by Director Jason Godfrey and offers programming to support families and children from birth to 18 years of age. On Friday in Connecticut, the positivity rate stood at 2.47% for the state. Now, in Connecticut, employment is struggling to recover from the record-shattering job losses during the pandemic. State labor officials reported on Friday the state economy now has recovered about 167,000 jobs of the 292,000 jobs that were lost in March and April due to the pandemic. Meanwhile, in Massachusetts, the unemployment rate fell to 7.8% in January, and revisions to 2020 estimates have pinpointed the highest spike of pandemic-era joblessness to last April, according to labor officials. The January rate dropped 0.6 percentage points from a revised December rate of 8.4% and now stands at 1.5 percentage points higher than the U.S. jobless rate. So meetings coming up in our area. Today in Salisbury, Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission, a special meeting at 4:30, Salisbury Board of Education at 5:30, and the Planning and Zoning Commission meets at 6:30. The Village of Millerton Regular Town Board meeting is on Facebook Live tonight at 6 p.m. In Sharon, Zoning Board of Appeals has a meeting scheduled for tonight at 6:30. Pine Plains, the Town Board workshop meeting is set for tonight at 7 p.m. In Sheffield, the Select Board has a meeting at 7 o'clock tonight. Remember to check with each town to see if these meetings are virtual, on Zoom, or on Facebook. In Cornwall tomorrow, the Board of Selectmen have their meeting at 7:30 via Zoom. Coming up on Wednesday, Taconic Hill Central School District has their Board of Education meeting at 6:30. In North Canaan, First Selectman Charles Perotti said the Board of Selectmen and Education will have the proposed 2021-22 budgets to the Board of Finance coming up on March 17th at 7:30. That hearing is tentatively set for April 28th at 7:30. In Sheffield, the Planning Board is meeting on Thursday at 7 p.m. Town of Northeast Zoning Board of Appeals meeting will be held in the annex of the Northeast Millerton Library on Thursday the 18th. Pre-orders due South of the Border Takeout in Cornwall. South of the Border Takeout benefit dinner hosted by the UCC Faith Information Committee for the Church School Giving Projects. Pre-order only. Pick up at the Parish House March 27th. Orders are due March 19th between 5 and 7 p.m. Main dish choice of rice and beans or sweet potato and beef with two sides. Cornbread and dessert. $15 per serving. 860-672-6840, or email office at uccincornwall.org. Storytime with Youth Services Associate Tia on Zoom Saturday mornings will take place in Copaic, 10:30 from the Roelof Janssen Community Library. More information at rojanlibrary.org/kids-events/. To learn how to access Zoom, give them a call, 518-325-4101, or visit the website. All for One food distribution will happen Saturday from 1 till 3 at the Dover Town Hall, co-sponsored by the Dutchess County Commission on Human Rights, Dutchess Interfaith, and Mid-Hudson Islamic Association. More information is available at Town Clerk, Dover, New York. .us. D.M. Hunt Library has a special event, Eagles in Connecticut. It'll be held with Ginny Apple, Master Wildlife Conservationist, at the huntlibrary.org on their Facebook page. More information, huntlibrary.org. On Saturday from 4 till 5 p.m. in Cornwall, an author talk, Janice Nimura and Franny Talafiero, that is via Zoom. Lakeville Hose Company Ladies Auxiliary has their corned beef dinner on March 20th, 5 to 7:30 at the Firehouse. Takeout only. Reservations are available at 860-833-0505. Adults $17, seniors $14, children under 10 years $11. The Mahiwi Performing Arts Center, in conjunction with the Metropolitan Opera, will present a free virtual screening lecture featuring Scott Everly via Zoom on Sunday at 5:30. More details at mahiwi.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. And you'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 32,778.64, the NASDAQ at 13,319.87, and the S&P 500 at 3943.34. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.